And then I don't play the stinger. The stinger goes in post. But we'll all say it together. But this program is a proud member of the Pride 48 podcasting community.
I've got one.
There this you go. Podcast.
Oh,
is
boo!
Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Boo!
Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Yeah, I have. I mean, there's another one. I've got this one.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
No, that wasn't
tell. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at Pride 48.
Why isn't Mike sent us one? Gayish Mike, all I need you to do is just send me your voice saying, play one, Adam.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Yeah, I'll add the music, I'll add the stingers and all that stuff. You just got to send me the words. Yeah, Cash Mike should do that.
But anytime it gets played, he will complain because it's not his.
No, just Vera's.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry, Scott's. Just Scott's. Just anti-Scott's.
Scott, yeah.
Anti-Scott. You have mine. Why don't you play mine? Why do you hate me so much?
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Yes.
Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Hit me with a script. Oh, my God. Gayish Mike and Auntie Scott have a lot in common. It's like, I need a script. I need a script for you to tell me. All of those, for an entire year, I did a podcast with Auntie Scott called That Darn Elvis. We had to write everything.
Are you saying
out.
You sent him a script every week?
Yes, every week. I had to write the script. I had to send him the script. He was just like, look, I'm a big shot voice actor. I'll read whatever, but you got to write it. I was like, that's how it went.
That's interesting.
That's how it went for a year. All right. I'm going to tell you this TV story because, as you know, when we last left Daniel, his TV that was exactly 1 month and 2 days out of warranty had a vertical line going across the bottom, a stuck pixel and then a dead vertical line going across the bottom. And I was like, this is so fucking annoying and it's going to drive me nuts. Anyway, that was Friday night. That was last Friday night that I told you about that. On Saturday, we did a D&D game up at the lake house. So we went up and did and we came home from the D&D game Saturday night, sat down and watched TV. And was playing something. I don't even know what we were playing, but it got darker and darker and then just winked out. And it was just like, you know, the sound was still going and everything, but it's like nothing. There's no picture. Just okay. Completely black, empty picture. Now, this is Saturday at about, I don't know, 8:30. And I'm like, okay. I say we just go to Walmart now and buy a new TV, like right now. Let's just go buy a new TV right now. So we went to Walmart at 9 o'clock and went and found the TV that we wanted. It was a Samsung. So I wanted the Samsung 75-inch, which I'd done my research ahead of time, so I knew which one I wanted. It was like, I don't know, $10 cheaper at the Walmart than it was somewhere else, but that didn't matter. It was Walmart was close and it was open at 9:30 on a Saturday. So I went down there. We found the TV that I wanted and, it's a 75 inch. Do you know how big the box is for a 75 inch TV? And
yeah,
the electronics
are really big.
The electronics department is in the back fucking section of Walmart, like all the way in the back. So now I got to figure out how do I get this box out of this store? Like, what? So some lady
precariously
was
precariously perched on a shopping cart.
Yes. That was that was our thinking is like, all right, we're going to have to pick it up and set it on this shopping cart and then kind of steer it by the corners as we go down this. So I found an employee that was there and I said, do you guys have any like dolly like carts or anything like that? And she said, yeah, they're really hard to find. Let me go look.
Okay.
And she
and 3 hours later.
She left. It was like 20 minutes later when she finally came back with a cart. Like she came back with a cart 20 minutes later. So we got the cart. We were able to navigate the rows of Walmart and get it out. Then we put it in my truck. It is about 2 inches longer than the bed of the truck. So I can't close the tailgate. So it's, you know, it's flat side, you know, in the bed of the truck, but I can't close the tailgate. So now I know I'm going to have to drive home with the tailgate open.
Yeah. I mean, did you have anything to strap it in?
I had bungees. I use some bungees to throw on it there. But honestly, seriously, it's gonna slide, you know, it's gonna slide. So, we made it home. We got it inside. We got it assembled, you know, the feet put on it and got it up on the system and everything. It's like, it was a whole thing. So that Chris and Dennis wanted to know what happened with the TV. Yeah, it immediately died. I didn't get to, you know, do any kind of 0%. The other thing at Walmart, if you try to buy a $1,200 TV on a Saturday night at Walmart, your credit card company will call you. It's like, cause I swiped and he was just like going, it's declined. And I'm like, what? That's not even, no.
Do you know who I am?
It's like, no, because I mean, I, like you, I pay off my credit cards. It was like, there's like, you know, $15,000 credit on, you know, on that card. It was just like, no, that's not possible that there's no, that it got declined. And then my phone lights up and it's like a text from my credit card company, like, suspicious activity detected. Was this you? I was like, you know, yes. And then they just said, okay, try it again. And so, but the Walmart guy, he was like, so totally not, he was just like, yeah, usually your credit card company will contact you. So like, I guess this is like a thing that like when people steal a credit card, they just buy expensive electronics late at night.
Yep. And gas. I've had my credit card number stolen and they seem to buy gas a lot.
So what they do is they go to the gas station and they'll get gas because that's a low dollar purchase. But that way they can tell whether you've canceled the card or not. And then immediately after that, they go and make a big purchase. So that's the suspicious pattern, is a small gas purchase followed by a really large purchase. Is the, oh, this card has just been stolen. And so the I don't even want to call them AIs because that's not really AI, but the machine learning things there have figured out that, oh, this is a pattern. And so, but now that everyone knows.
It's like, no. Adam only buys expensive telephones and podcasting equipment. That is not him. That's
whatever. I mean, it's not like Walmart made the TV. It's a Samsung TV. I like it. It's very pretty. I mean, the other one was pretty too until it died. But you know what I did? I bought that 4-year Walmart replacement policy.
That's how they get you.
For $99.
Most of the time, you don't need it.
No,
until you do.
No, this is probably what that last TV, the one that just died, was probably, you know, in my lifetime, like my 20th TV. And none of my TVs have ever died ever. And it's like, it was a weird thing because it never got touched. It just one day just said, hey, I give up, you know, and now it's in my living room because I don't know what to do with it. It's like, I can't put it out at the curb. So I need to take it somewhere. But I don't know where to take it. So yeah, it's just sitting in my living room over in the corner.
Yeah, I don't get rid of anything for a long time. I was carrying around an old CRT television that I'd had for.
Yeah, but it probably worked. I mean, you get rid of things that don't work.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I have a lot of phones. I have a couple of laptops in the closet that don't work anymore. I have every computer I have ever owned since I was a senior in high school, I think, or maybe in college.
I have put a pin in that, Adam. Put a pin in that because I have a question for Mike in the chat room. I just thought about it. Hey, Mike, in 77 days, Adam and I are going to be in Seattle.
We're
going to get in a day early before we take our cruise, our Alaskan cruise. What are the chances that Adam and I and Zach, my partner Zach, could, you know, have cocktails with you or something that Thursday night before the
I think he's washing his hair.
Oh, he probably has plans that night. Yeah, probably has a plan. It's the Friday. Well, it'd be the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend. So May 26th would be.
Actually, that may be a problem for some people because that is a holiday weekend. So
yeah, and everyone knows you. You can't drink on Thursday night before a holiday weekend.
Well, no, I mean, maybe he's going out of town or...
I see what you're saying.
People do things on...
No, we got our answer. He's like, I'm very important and busy. Okay. That's what I thought.
The only thing, I may have a lunch or dinner elsewhere from you and Zach because my aunt and uncle, I may want to see them.
That's fine. I don't care.
Unless you want to meet them. They're gay friendly.
We can. I don't care. When are you going to go see them?
Well, I haven't talked to them yet, but I was just thinking I probably should because they live in Seattle.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to them or anything.
Thursday the 26th of May.
Thursday the 26th of May. Yes.
77 days. Well, 76 days from.
We'll wait for your answer.
Oh, he'll be in Philly. Okay. Well, there you go. It was a good try.
Well, you tried.
Yeah. Well, we'll wave at you as we come back on the third. But then I think we come back on the third, which I haven't gotten my plane ticket yet. So if you could do dinner on the evening of June 3rd, I'll just stay and fly out on Saturday instead.
Yeah, I'm flying out on Saturday.
Oh, there you go. So there we go. Done, Adam. We're going to have dinner. We're going to have dinner with Mike on Friday, June 3rd.
Okay.
Sweet. All right.
I'll mark it in my marking calendar.
In your marking calendar. You know, Fatty mentioned on the last LFC, he noticed that I was stealing his bits.
Oh. Yeah. Well, at least you know he listens. Mm-hmm. Is he saying copyright Big Fatty?
No.
Or whatever.
No. No. I know Big Fatty listens, and I listen to the LFC. I don't listen to the Little Fatty Cast. I don't listen to Big Fatty online.
I listen to Big Fatty online, but I don't listen. I do not.
He promised me he would be done at 3,000 shows, and I took that as a verbal contract. And when he was done with 3,000, I called in. I wished him a "You did it, girl!" Happy, you know, universe. I'm so happy, and I'm done. I'm not listening to anymore.
Did no unimportant Australian people die this last week because RT Cruiser didn't call in?
And, wait, wasn't that whole tweet the other day about an Australian that died? That whole chain that you were talking about?
Told her to call back in, but she didn't.
Oh, Little Bo Weep, the Australian.
Oh, yeah. She's Australian. Australian
YouTube rapper star.
And YouTuber.
We'll see. Let me see if I can find her here. Little Bo Weep. I realized today just how old I am because I saw an article that was like, Doozer Cat came up with a song about the Mexican
Doozer
pizza.
Cat?
And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Are you talking about Doja Cat?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are the Doozers? The Doozers are from Fraggle Rock, right? Aren't they the...
But it's Doja Cat. It's Doja Cat.
She wrote a song about Mexican
pizza. How old
are
you turning in 2 weeks?
I'm 55.
Makes sense.
Little Bo Weep. Here's one of her hits called "I Wrote This Song for You" with the number 4.
G'day, RT Cruiser.
What? Hey Adam, do you listen to the show when it's published?
No, but I do listen to the pre and post show now.
I don't do any thing special with the pre and post show. I was so tired editing wise of adjusting volumes for our background music because, you know, we record live and so that it sounds good in my headphones, the mix, but the way that the multi-track recorder records, it actually lowers the volume on those other channels. And so it's not the same mix. Right. And so I was getting tired of like boosting these things and ducking these things. And so I spent some time playing with AutoDuck in Audition. So last week's show was a good example of auto-ducking using the Adobe Sensei AI that it analyzes
it,
your tracks.
Is it very noticeable though, like where it's playing really loud and you start talking and it just drops way down and you,
well,
and
you
the
can,
minute you stop, it goes right back up?
No, you can control that. You can tell it how far to drop and in what the release rate is and how far ahead of time you want it to do it and things like that. That's part of the auto ducking is you can do
auto
those parameters.
Ducking is like something like, and so I said it, you know, that I was doing it, but then it,
yeah,
and not, I wanted to say, you know, and then it,
yeah,
it's
not that
very
extreme.
Yeah, yeah, it's very extreme.
I like that example though, Adam. Good work on coming up with that example. That was very good. No, I was gonna bring it up here. Let me see. Let me open last week's show file here. So a good example of ducking happens right at the beginning of the show with the theme song, right? So,
Gayish Mike says auto ducking sounds, or why does auto ducking sound vaguely pornographic?
Because ducking sounds a lot like fucking. So
very first or docking.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. They're, yeah, two different things. And auto asphyxiation,
auto erotic asphyxiation,
auto immune, no, auto fellatio.
Anyway, it's super easy in Audition. You basically can say, these are my dialogue tracks and these are my music tracks. And then on the music tracks, you can just say, hey, just auto duck to the dialogue. And then it'll give you a bunch of sliders to determine how aggressive you want to do it. And then the Adobe Sensei, they love saying that. The Adobe Sensei. That's their AI. Their Adobe Sensei analyzes the tracks and then figures out what sounds best. What sounds most pleasing?
No, well, maybe I'll have to go listen. I'm not making any promises, but
yeah, and I should buy one of those Mac Studios like Archer because I'm having to wait 2 minutes.
Because that'll do auto ducking better.
Well, no, I'm waiting for audition. I loaded the project, but I guess it's because it's dynamic. It's having to recalculate, and so it's I'm having to wait another 2 minutes and 35 seconds for it to be finished with its auto ducking calculations on this track.
I just want to say, I saw on Twitter,
yes,
and other places, but Gayish now has their own beer.
Yes,
yeah, and I, you know, we started that trend. I just want to say we had our own lip gloss,
lip balm.
So you know, I don't think that you're going out there, you know, doing new things. There was a dubious intent lip gloss line.
That's right. Creepy Uncle lip balm.
It was watermelon flavored, mm-hmm. and it was very good. We got requests for it all mm-hmm. the time.
Mm-hmm. We gave it away at a Pride 48 in Vegas, right? We gave it away as our swag.
I still have some.
Yeah,
we actually still have some.
That you should not. You should throw that away. You should not put those chemicals anywhere near your body.
Kathy Bacon loved that stuff.
It doesn't matter. At this point in time, it would be just like a toxic soup of. That was like the world's cheapest. You go to one of those corporate websites where they have swag that you can give away, and that was one of the things. As long as you order like 150 bottles.
Yeah, and we just did that thing where you go online and they have these, oh, we have watermelon flavored lip balm. Do you want to stick the name of your corporate thing on it? I mean, yeah. I think
we're not like Baron Frosty, who's actually making his own.
Mike and Kyle went to the brewery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like peed in the vats or something to make it official.
No, they
gayish brew, you know, alcohol.
They poured some of their blood in the ink for the comic books that they printed for for the launch of the beer.
I mean, it is official gayish beer.
That's right.
Now, you said you're out of beer. Maybe you should get some of that.
I should. But, you know, it's one of those things. Here's the thing. Just a week before that, one of the Disney podcasts that I listened to had their own beer, too. So I'm like, huh, this seems odd that all these podcasts suddenly all had the same idea to make some beer at the same time. That seems odd. I'm just saying.
Why is it odd? Maybe it's just a coincidence.
No, I'm saying maybe Kyle and Mike didn't make the beer. Maybe they just lent their names to, you know.
No, they went there. There are photos of them at the brewery.
Yeah, right there. He just posted it.
I imagine it like, you know, they were Laverne and Shirley actually like on the, you've seen Laverne and Shirley, right? You know, they worked at a beer bottling company or whatever.
I am familiar.
And the beginning of Laverne and Shirley, there were these beer bottles going down a conveyor belt and they were, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. Yeah, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I hated that show.
All right. Are you ready to hear the auto ducking example?
Yeah.
All right. Here's last week's show right at the beginning. Here's our very first one. Oh, this is a voicemail.
Daniel and Adam, good evening.
That was a voicemail. Let me get to the beginning of the show because that's where you hear the duck.
Oh, it can auto duck him. I'm just kidding. Wow. I'm kidding, Chris.
Here we go.
I'm kidding.
Friday night.
Listen to that. See? See how nice
10,
they did that?
23 p.m. in the East. Streaming live on pride48.com.
Do you have original sound on?
Yeah, sure. Daniel Brewer. I
do. Do you?
I believe I did. I checked it when we started this evening. Are you saying that came out as distarted?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you earlier. When you started playing music, it sounded weird again.
Original
sound.
God damn it. Why won't it default to always being on? I've told it to always use original sound for this.
But when you turned it on, did you just turn it on?
Yes.
You are like way distorted now. I think you're too loud to me.
How
Also,
you're too loud to me.
Also,
I'm not too loud to you. How dare you? Fuck you. I'm not too loud to you.
You sounded better with original sound off. You don't sound good now.
Okay. What's going on?
Now you sound good. Now you sound good.
All right,
cool.
I'll just stay there. I don't know. I
have no idea. But when you played the music, it was weird. And also, when you talk loud or you play something that's loud or someone gets loud on a voicemail, it now distorts. It didn't used to do that before.
Hold on. Let me check the source that I'm sending to you on. I thought for sure.
It's been happening for a month or two.
Well, why? You're just now telling me?
Yeah. Because, well, I mean, it's going over the stream, but it's not going on the recording. So it's, but yeah, I am just now telling you.
Okay. I don't want that. They added some new features in their original sound. So that's why it's defaulted back to, it's now decided that it's going to automatically decide how to suppress background noise. It's like, no, I don't want you to suppress background noise.
Oh,
let me handle that. Echo cancellation. I don't want echo cancellation. I mix minus, so I don't need your damn. All right. So now I'm going to turn original sound back on. All right. So, and now you're saying I'm distorted.
No, now you're only distorted when you get, when you yell.
Oh, or like when I yell.
Or when you play a voicemail and.
I yell. Is that distorted?
It's better than it was before. You distorted just a tiny.
I can turn the volume down going to you.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Maybe you just have me coming in too hot.
No, it's coming in distorted. It's not distorting.
How much value is there to this, Adam?
Just none.
People listening to us argue about our audio settings, our tweaking our audio settings on the
stream. They love it, Daniel. The more boring we can be, the better. Auntie Scott loves it when we play Wordle on the air.
It's past midnight here.
His favorite thing. You know what? Actually, speaking of Wordle.
Yeah.
I lost for the first time yesterday.
That surprises me because I would have thought it would have been today.
I haven't finished today. So I may lose. I may have. Oh, well, it's not past midnight here. I gave up on today's. I didn't want to lose. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of words and I just stopped. But I did not lose. I just did not complete.
I think my streak is 45 days at this point. Let me see.
But now I've changed phones and it's going to be a brand new Wordle. I know. It's not going to have my streak.
It's not. That sucks. I wish you could, because I don't have a full streak only because I was playing on my computer for a while before I moved to playing with my phone. Let's see. My streak right now is 46. So I'm at 100% wins, 46 streak. The majority of mine are in four, although three is a close second. And what was I going to say? Oh, this is my fucking morning routine now. I play Wordle and then I immediately go and do Sudoku. And it's just like, if I can do, as long as I can do the New York Times Sudoku and 6 minutes or less, I'm having a good day. It's like, oh, cool. I'm awake now. I'm ready to go.
I'm just looking something up real quick.
Yeah, the average time is probably like a minute and a half, but it takes me 6 minutes. But that's right. At my speed, that's good. That's good at my speed. I'm very old, Adam. That's well known that as you get older, you take longer on Sudoku. Sudoku? Sudoku. Staki?
Okay, I'm going to...
Shapapa?
I'm going to... Wait a minute. 1 second. Keep talking.
You're going to wait a minute?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
By the way, did you give up on the mango habanero vodka?
Well, no. No, it's hard for me to drink and do a podcast at the same time.
Well, congratulations. We're done with the podcast. We're now on the post show, so you can drink.
Yeah, but I'm doing something now. 1 second. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. The rain in Spain falls mainly. I know this is going to shock you.
Okay.
On the plains.
This is what we're going to do here for you, Daniel. You ready?
I'm ready.
Sudoku.
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 No.
Sudoku.
Nuclear.
Sudoku. Sudoku. Sudoku.
That's what I said.
No, you know, it is not what you said.
I said Sudoku.
No, that was Sudoku, 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 uh-huh. Like I'm Japanese or something. One more time, Google.
Sudoku.
Sudoku.
I'll do it slow. Wait a minute, slow.
Sudoku.
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 Here's the British pronunciation.
Sudoku.
It's not only a British pronunciation, it's the drunk British, because I like to play Sudoku. Elizabeth, have you seen this numbers game? Oh, I do love the Sudoku. It's ever so charming.
Yeah. So I do not play that game. So.
The Sudoku?
Sudoku.
Sudoku?
Sudoku, yeah. I do not play that. I do like board games and games with, you know, when the family's together and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But I'm not much of a game player just on my own. Like, I wouldn't play Pokemon Go if it weren't for Mark. I mean, it's a fine game, but I play it because it gives us together time.
Yeah.
And Wordle, I mean, I'm playing Wordle now, but I will get tired of it.
Yes. I noticed you have been posting in Wordle World. Yeah. You've been posting in Wordle World for the last couple of days. Yeah.
I have. Only when I'm, not only, but mostly when I'm proud of it.
Right.
Like, oh, I did it in two. Or, oh, I did it in three. Maybe I've never done it in two. I don't know. But especially when I did it in three that one day.
Oh, I mean, I think you'd know if you did it in two because you're shocked. You're just like, what the fuck? That was a good guess. It's just like, and I don't think you truly get enough information from the first guess to like be able to reliably do it in two.
Mike is asking if we played octortle.com. I have not.
I have. I've seen you post them in the Wordle world, Mike, but I haven't. I haven't myself been brave enough to try those. Here's the thing. I get easily addicted to games because, like, I have Microsoft Solitaire, which I play every single day. My months of my daily challenges are perfect going back 3 years. Because I suddenly learned that I like Sudoku, notice how I said that? Sudoku. I bought the Microsoft Sudoku thing because I don't like the ads. And so, yeah, now I've been playing, you know, the three daily Sudokus on Microsoft, as well as the New York Times one right after the Wordle. So, like, if I were to play that 8-1, then I would get nothing done for the rest of my life. I would just be there playing that all day long. It was just like, I have nothing more to add to that. That was it. I was done.
Okay.
I was done with that thought just, in case you wanted to.
You stopped. Okay.
I stopped because I was done with that point.
I was reading. I was like, why is Kathy Marshall ad? And then I realized she was saying ADD.
Mm-hmm. Usually
not
when people.
The word ad.
Or she was shouting it. I just realized how ad I am.
You didn't distort then. So I guess your audio is a little bit better now.
Hey, you know, Turning Red came out today. I haven't seen it yet, though.
All I know about that is it's a cartoon movie.
It's a Pixar.
I haven't heard anything about it. Mark said, hey, I want to see this. And I saw on our TV a little ad.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know who made it. I knew it was cartoon. Animated, I guess,
it's
is what I should say.
It's animated. It's Pixar, yes.
Oh.
It's about this teenage girl or the going into puberty girl. And anyway, one of the things that happens is when she gets upset in any way or agitated or excited in any way, she turns into a big red panda.
Oh.
That's all I know about it. So
he said he wants to see it, and I'm all for a Pixar movie, so yeah. We'll probably watch it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come up to the movie room.
Ooh.
And we'll make some popcorn.
We can't watch it tomorrow because we're going to dinner for my nephew's birthday tomorrow over at my sister's house.
Have the whole day. You can't watch a movie.
No, because I gotta clean this office. There's like so much shit in my closet. Like when I got the new microphones for the Disney podcast to move into the other room. I was going through, it's like, I know I have extra mic cords here. Let me just find it. And it's like, I have so many freaking cords just in tubs shoved into my closet for no good reason whatsoever. Half of those cords, I couldn't even tell you what the hell that they were for. It's just like, wait, that's not even a mini USB. That's like some kind of weird proprietary USB cord that goes to something that I have no idea what it is. I found like what I thought was a stopwatch in one of those tubs? No, Adam. It was one of those old circular MP3 players, like, you know, like the okay. Sports MP3 players, like back when iPods were a thing. It's like it was an MP3 player.
Have you you know those, and I'm sure I'm going to get this wrong, but a jazzy zip drive or something
yes,
like
a
that?
A jazz drive? Yeah. There was a jazz drive was the higher capacity drive for the zip drive, I think.
Yeah, I have something like that I knew there were some files on it that I needed, but it stopped working, and I've just kept it throughout the years. I have, mm-hmm. Now, I will say this, so I'm in the same situation as you, plus I've got all this Pride 48 stuff.
Yes.
Because I've got, for New Orleans, we bought microphones.
Yes.
I bought a projector, I bought a screen,
Adam,
snake.
I used to have mic cords and headphone amps and extension things for Pride 48 back
I have
in the
a
day.
Snake.
Yeah.
I have a snake in my closet. Never, I mean,
there's
we'll use
a
it again.
Snake in my boot.
But I have them in nice drawers. I have it organized. But I do need to go through because I do have a lot of cords that are old and would never be used again.
So can you come here and organize my stuff? Because that's my problem. Our house isn't okay. Dirty. Our house is cluttered because I don't know where to put shit. It's like, I don't know where I'm supposed to put some of this shit. And whoever built this fucking house decided that closets, like a utility closet or something, was a completely, off the table, stupid idea. It's like, I would like to meet the person just to say, Where exactly did you envision us storing our vacuum cleaners? Like, there's no closets that will fit a vacuum cleaner other than our closet, our walk-in closet. It's like, I don't necessarily want the vacuum cleaner with my clothes. So it's like, where did you envision that this would happen? That
we put our vacuum cleaner in the laundry room.
Our laundry room is a hallway that has, you know, a space for the washer dryer and then another bathroom there. So it's like, where would we put, I don't know where I'm supposed to put my Swiffer mop thing. I don't know where I'm supposed to, it's like, so they're all just, there's clutter everywhere.
So you're saying whoever designed your house did not have storage in mind?
They did not. And
okay.
I mean, I know there's things out there I could buy. Like, I could make a closet out of like some IKEA furniture or something. Like, you know,
I'm sure the HUD store or whatever it is,
where Containers Are Us or whatever, the Container Store or whatever. I'm sure there's all kind of organizational things there, but it's just exhausting. When I went to the Container Store, I'm looking at stuff. I'm like, I don't know the measurements of my, I don't know if this would fit my, I don't know what this is for. I don't know what I would use. There's too many fucking containers. I haven't, and it's just one of those paralyzing things where you're just like, there's so many choices that you have no fucking clue what you're like, all right, let's leave. I'm done.
Well, you saw our pantry in the kitchen, right?
Probably did.
How organized it was, and the various containers and jars and mm-hmm. all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. We went one day. We didn't go to the Container Store. We went to I don't know, TJ Maxx or Home Goods or something like that, and just bought a bunch of containers. And so we put a lot of our stuff in containers. But no, I wouldn't say I'm organized. I'm semi-organized.
I will fly you down here if you want to organize the house.
I bought a couple of Tupperware, big, maybe 3 foot tall drawer things. And then I put electronic cords in one drawer. I put audio cords in one drawer. And I put like USB and HDMI and stuff like that in another drawer. And then I have another one that's lights. And another one that's tripods. It's messy when you open the drawer. It's not like I've got everything labeled. It looks, when you open the drawer, it's just a snake of wires. But you close the door and everything looks clean. And I kind of know where things are. If I need an extension cord, I know which drawer to pull open.
Being told in my ear that I can scan the room with the iPad Pro and it will measure the dimensions for finding storage cabinets.
There's an app for that, I'm sure.
I don't know. I would feel so weird holding my iPad up and I gotta
in your own home. That's like, it's only you and Zach there.
But that's it.
Is he gonna make fun? Is he gonna heckle you for measuring your iPad? What's the?
Our house is just cluttered. I don't know what to do.
I haven't seen your house. I have literally only seen
Our house. That's the thing.
View right here.
No one's seen our house because other than my family, because we're like, should we have them over for dinner? I'm like, but the house is so cluttered. And I was like, I don't know where to put this stuff. It's like we would literally just shunt everything into the bedroom just if we were to have a dinner party or something.
We don't have that problem.
I want that done. I that was when we came back from your house. It was like, your house is so well organized and clean. And I mean, I've been to Andy Scott's house and it's
Maria just came over on, I was gonna say, Wednesday.
Auntie Scott's house is immaculate, but they have like a fleet of maids that come through there every 6 hours, and it's like, so that's not surprising.
Our shower started getting pink mold, and so it was time for Maria to come back. I mean, I guess it's mold.
See, I'm nervous to say, I don't want to hire a maid, because we talked about like getting a maid to come in like you guys, like every month or so, just to do a deeper clean or something like that, or every quarter. We talked about that, but I'm like, but there's so much clutter in this. It's like, I don't know what she would clean around. It's just like, you're just going to leave.
For the clutter, you know, and I'm no expert, but here's what I do. I just set a day and I say, okay, I'm going to get this closet done on this day or this whatever. And I do that. Or I even did a thing where I was doing one box. I was unpacking one box a day until all the boxes got unpacked.
Well, see, that's why I can't watch Turning Red tomorrow, because I'm going to be cleaning this closet right here in my office.
And then Mark is more organized than I am. So it also helps to have a partner who is more organized than you are.
Here's the thing. I was married to Robert for 10 years and he was a fucking, you know, anal retentive cleaning man. It was like I would finish eating like, and he would have the plate swept away and like, then spot wiped down with Windex. And it was like, so I, for 10 years, I lived in a house that was immaculate just because I had a partner that was very ADHD that was into cleaning, right? It was like everything was clean all the time.
Now, for whatever reason, I did get into storage with this house because like I've said many times, and I was very impressed and showed you and Zach this, I had a floor installed in the attic so I could put the shelves in there and like do all that.
So I did a secret, I did a secret drug trade with you on that floor.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we were in the attic, but
It was up. It was up the stairs. I don't know. I had to take the pot was the upstairs. Closet. Here's the pot.
And so I was so excited about getting all of my shelves up there and all the boxes and everything, but I still need to go through some. Actually, you know, interestingly enough, which is not interesting to anyone except me. My stepdad kept giving me one box at a time every time I would see him.
Yep.
Because they had a lot of boxes from my childhood in their house.
Yes.
In their attic.
Yes.
And one of those boxes had this robotic arm that I had when I was a kid.
It's like one of your masturbation machines.
I think it's called an Armatron. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Google that right now. Armatron.
It was
Armatron.
It's probably a Stretch Armstrong.
Let's see if I can save this image.
You're kind of expect an incoming picture, chat room.
I'm going to save this image and then I'm going to put it in the chat room so everybody can see it. Oh, it's a WebP. I don't know if it's going to work. Oh yeah, it did. Good. So it's that.
It hasn't shown up on my page yet.
Armatron. And
it hasn't shown up in the chat room yet.
Do you want me to pause until it shows up?
No, just hit send or something. Why is it taking so long? Why isn't it showing up in the chat room?
Sorry.
You had to hit send, didn't you?
It looked like it did. Anyway, is it
there? I remember those things. Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of those and it was in one of the boxes he gave me. Now, one of the claws is broken.
I like the kid that has his biting his lip and he's like really concentrating on it. Cause you know what he's thinking? He said, I'm going to slap you upside the fucking head if you tell me we're going to take one more goddamn picture. It's like, fuck you. Just let me play with the goddamn arm.
And so I took it out and I put it on my shelf on the other side, here, but on the other side. And just as, you know, decor, whatever. Right.
And it became, and there's so many other electronics in the room, it became sentient. And now it's...
And I was watching Good Mythical Morning this week.
Yes.
And they had a segment where they were looking at old toys.
Oh, that's a sign.
And they had an Armatron Good Mythical Morning.
It's a sign.
And I was like, I had that and it's on my shelf. Look at that.
I thought of you the other day on one of my, when I was listening to one of the Tech News Daily, I think I was listening to, and they were talking about a new machine, I'm trying to find the article of it. So I'm looking here. It's not a Bartesian. But it's similar. It is a drink maker that they'll give you for free, but you have to buy the cartridges for it from them.
Is it like you have to sign up for a subscription or something?
No, it's just that. No, you just, and what they have, their cartridge has, I don't know, some stupid number of like flavor thingy diddlies in it, and the gist is here is that it will make like, I don't know, 10,000 different flavors out of that cartridge. Like it uses like different like bitter, and it mixes them together in order to approximate the taste of, like, say, orange. There's no actual orange juice in it, but it can make you a screwdriver because it has enough bitter and citrus and other kind of thing chemicals in there that mixes with water that makes an orange tasting screwdriver. And so the trick to it is you don't have to buy drink cartridges, right? You buy just this one cartridge and it will make any drink that it has a recipe for, which is, you know, 10,000. Oh, I remember what it was. It was free. They'll give you the machine for free, but you pay per drink. It's like you just pay per drink, and it, depending on how complex the drink is how much it costs. But, like, they range anywhere from, like, 3 cents for, like, a club soda to, you know, 39 cents for a screwdriver or some kind of, you know, Cosmopolitan or something. But
like our cruise, can I just buy the deluxe beverage package?
And you supply the alcohol, though. So okay. it's like the Bartesian in that sense.
Okay.
You supply the alcohol and the water, but you don't have to buy individual drink cartridges. So, like, when you put in, you know, the witch's tit cartridge to make your witch's tit.
Yeah.
You would just say, hey, give me a witch's tit, and it would already have that recipe, and it would just make it for you. I'm trying to find it. Is anyone had any success? Actually give a shit about it? I just thought it was funny.
I'm interested to look at it, but I will say this. I mean, I'm not a big drinker, and so I'm pretty much set with the Bartesian. It's, you know, it was kind of a, hey, this is kind of a cool gadget, and maybe I'll use it occasionally when we have a movie night or whatever. And so that's kind of what, for a while until it breaks, I probably won't buy anything else. I did see on one of, I watched this other YouTube show called Sorted Food.
Yeah.
And it's a four British guys, one chef and three non-chefs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty popular YouTube channel. And they reviewed a gadget that's a home beer keg or a beer thing that has a knob and it dispenses the beer and you get the head. But I don't drink beer. But it looked very interesting for those people who like beer. It looked like an espresso machine or something. It was very nice looking. Like you'd be okay with it sitting on your counter. I know some people have those beer things installed in their counters if you're fancy like that.
All right, here it is. It's called Kana, C-A-N-A.
Yeah.
It is U.S. startup Kana has a new take on a home beverage dispenser. Unlike SodaStream or other similar setups, this one can make any beverage off the same cartridge. The machine uses a cartridge or flavoring with 84 ingredients that can be delivered in precise measurements to create many flavor profiles from coffee to tea to a mimosa. The flavor cartridge is combined with a sugar cartridge, an alcohol cartridge, a carbonated cylinder, and a water reservoir to create the type of drink you want. The device has a touchscreen in the front and blah, 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 blah. The drink menu is provided by Kana and includes drinks created by brands like Hella Cocktail Company and features creators like Simone Gertz. Anyway, the point is, the cartridges are free. You pay per drink. Sparkling water, 29 cents. Iced tea, 79 cents. Craft cocktail, $2.99. So you can reserve a Kana machine now for $99. The first 10,000 orders will be sold for $4.99. And then they're anticipating a regular price of $7.99 starting in 2023. So I found the article here. I'll post
it. Actually, this does look interesting. It's more than just alcohol. You can make anything.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm interested.
Wait, why did it?
But I shouldn't buy another, because like I said, I've got something up here, and we don't want to have a bunch of counter space taken up in the kitchen. So probably not something I should buy.
No, you shouldn't.
It does look interesting though.
It does.
But 2023, I could be dead by then. I mean, I need to wait until it comes out.
Right. I mean, you have to wait until after June.
Oh, you can see it right there.
Yeah.
the ad, because the camera's picking up the monitor on the side here.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the
reason. Yeah.
Anyway, the I thought of you when they were talking about that story. I was like, uh-oh, Adam's got to get rid of his Bartesian now. He's got to go for the news thing.
Well, I don't have to have the newest thing all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right, I wanted to address something that was asked in the chat room a little further up. RT Cruiser said, "Aren't we mad at Disney?" Question mark.
Yes, please address that.
I'm assuming that you're talking about the Florida Don't Say Gay bill that the gays on Twitter feel that Disney did not appropriately speak out against this bill and all that. They basically wanted Bob Chapek to, you know, come out and denounce the bill, which he did numerous times, but they didn't like the way he did it. They wanted him to do it more vehemently or to do it more directly. And so here's my thing. Here's the thing. The Don't Say Gay bill in Florida is a political stunt by Ron DeSantis. It has absolutely no effect on anyone anywhere. It is a bill that was designed as red meat for his base. It basically says that you cannot discuss sexual orientation or gender issues in a structured classroom setting, third grade and below. No one was doing that. No one was having structured discussions in their classroom about gender identities and sexual orientation. This doesn't, it's a meaningless bill. It only affects public schools and it only, it's for the base. It's for his base. That's all it is. So for Disney to like come out and speak out against it or not, it's like, why would they waste their time? If you don't like what the government is doing in Florida, then fucking vote. Get out and fucking vote and get them fuck out of office. It's like, don't expect like, you know, the head of a corporation to like come out and fight all your battles for you. For God's sakes. There you go. I'll get off my Disney, off my soapbox now. Hold on. Gayish Mike is saying that the issues that Disney donates money to all politicians in Florida. They employ 52,000 people in the state of Florida. They are a huge economic piece. They donate to all political candidates in Florida, like all major corporations do. They have to. And Disney, by the way, has a non-discrimination policy. They recognize gay marriages. They have a 100% score from the HRC. Disney as a corporation is incredibly gay friendly and incredibly gay positive. And I just don't think that it's the CEO's job to like come out and make a statement against it. I get off my soapbox.
You know what, Daniel?
Yes?
It sounds like now you're going to just need to go to Disney and then stop to get dinner at Chick-fil-A on the way home. I feel like you just need to, and then, you know, for your organizational needs, maybe stop at Hobby Lobby and get a few boxes or, vases that you can put things in.
It is made right. People. I think it's Twitter. I feel like Twitter is just toxic. Twitter is just, I mean, people bitch about anything and everything all the time. I know you don't like Facebook, Adam, but it's like, I'm getting to the point where I don't like Twitter either.
Here's the thing about corporations.
Yes.
I mean, you know, maybe this is going to be controversial for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
But corporations are there to make money.
Yes.
And corporations have customers who have all different views.
Yes.
And so it's very hard for companies because they are beholden to shareholders. And they have to make money or else their stock goes down and they, you know, all kinds of bad things happen. And whether that's right or wrong, a lot of times they have to tread lightly so they don't piss people off. They don't, you know, piss people off. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying corporations have to not take very big stands most of the time.
No.
On things. I'm not saying whether they should or shouldn't. I'm just saying.
No, but they don't.
It's common for them not to take big, huge out there.
Especially, but here's the thing. The thing that was so insulting about it was such a stupid piece of legislation. It had no effect. It was totally political theater. And it was just one of those things. It was just like, why are we wasting our time on this? This is clearly just a political stunt. This doesn't affect anyone. There are bigger issues that we as gay people can deal with than, you know, Ron DeSantis trying to run for president.
And if there's a, I mean, if you want your children to learn about being gay, Pop and Ollie on YouTube is the cutest little gay YouTuber in the world that I've ever met. I've never met him, that I've ever seen in my life.
You've ever He's met, British. But you haven't seen. What's his name?
And well, the channel is Pop and Ollie.
Pop and?
I don't know if it's real name. It's his Ollie. Real name, but he goes by the name Ollie Pike.
Okay.
And he writes these children's books and does presentations and stuff.
Hey there. So this is a slightly different video from what I normally do, but different is cool. So hopefully you will enjoy this. I thought
he has cat ears, Adam.
Yeah, he has cat ears. He's so cute.
He has so cat cute. Ears. I mean, You know, he's not a cat, right?
He's not a real cat, Daniel. He's not, he's not a cat. It's just a.
Oh, here's a song. I'm sure he has a lovely voice. I'm sure I will detect no auto-tuning in this at all.
Well, he's not a singer. It's not the point of his channel.
I felt down today. Seems like everybody's got a lot to say. You think you know it all. From way up here, you just look so small. And I'm not listening, no, I don't care what you think. You say, be a man, but I'm quite happy being who I am.
A cat!
Climb this old tree, to see the world how you see.
He likes the ee, the the aa, the...
Well, he's not a singer. I think he only did like one song.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched his whole YouTube channel, so I'm not really sure. But
I don't know, Adam. I'm more of a Daniel Thrasher friend, a fan than Pop and Ollie.
Well, I just I've talked about him before. Mm-hmm. I mean, people have heard that I had a crush on him for a while.
Oh,
but what I was gonna say is he writes. He draws and writes these children's books, and then he teaches. He goes to primary schools or elementary schools and gives away these books, does sessions on LGBT stuff, et cetera, et cetera. So he teaches young kids, you know, trying to normalize being gay and that it's okay. And if you see a guy and a guy together, that's cool, like all that kind of stuff. So
cool.
That's it.
I was just trying to figure out how old Stephanie from LazyTown is nowadays.
Stephanie from LazyTown?
Yeah.
I don't know who Stephanie from LazyTown.
Well, Stephanie was the character's name. Wait, he doesn't have cat ears in that picture.
Well,
also there's some serious airbrushing going around in that hair there. That's
he's cute. I've seen he may airbrush his photos, I don't know, but he's everything I've seen him in, he's cute. This is him with Ollie, Pop, sorry, his cat? Name's Ollie.
Is it a cat?
That's not a.
Nope. That he got into his Ollie porn. Apparently, now he's
that
sorting
is
through.
Not a format that will work in the the channel.
Yeah,
I don't have any porn by him.
You have the internet. I'm sure that if you type in Ollie porn,
there, that's him with his cat ears.
Oh, is Pop a balloon?
Yeah, Pop's a balloon.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. I just thought
Pop
it was like...
and Ollie. Yeah,
I thought it was going to be like a 60-year-old man that came out and was like, hi, I'm Pop.
And the thing is, Pop talks, and he's like his little sidekick in his YouTube videos.
Oh.
And so Pop floats around and talks to him.
Kind of like Conscience. You know, he's like Conscience.
Anyway, he does good things. for children in Europe, in England specifically.
Oh, look, Auntie Scott.
Auntie Scott is 66 in May. Mm-hmm. In 3 years, Auntie Scott will be 69.
Ooh, we'll have to have a special.
We'll have to have a special birthday party.
No, I'll be, this is our big 11 year then, Scott, right? Since I'll be 55, you'll be 66. Adam, you'll be 77. Is that your,
actually, I'm going to be 44. So 44, 55, 66. How about that?
So will Gayish Mike. Gayish
44, 55, 66. So Gayish Mike and I are, I'm older than Mike, actually, I guess, by, 3 months.
We need a 33 and a 22 and 11. Yeah. Maybe you can talk to Ollie. He looks 11. How's your cruise planning going?
For Europe?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've already done our cruise planning.
We haven't really done much else. I paid off the cruise.
Yes.
And that was traumatic because it was, well, look, it's no Auntie Scott cruise, but it was expensive for me.
Was it as much as Archer's new Mac studio?
No, not even.
So it wasn't $7,000. It was less than $7,000.
No, it was less than $7,000. Yeah. It was less than that. Mm-hmm. And we even got a balcony room. So it's steel. Wow. But I paid that off.
Yeah.
And but we haven't done any more planning since. We need to do some more. We'll probably do some this weekend.
Okay.
We've got a while though. I mean, what we've got to do is the main thing we've got to do is figure out the exact cities we're going to be in before the cruise and book the hotels and the trains, because we want to make sure we have all that planned out. And Mark has to apply for a visa, and in the visa application you have to show them that you've got airline tickets, hotel reservations, like all of that already has to be done.
Yeah.
To make sure that you're not staying in their country like longer, or that they know that you have somewhere to stay and you're not going to be, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, you have to tell them like, oh, here are my airline tickets and here's my hotel receipts and like all this kind of stuff. And so we've got to do that soon because he'll have to be applying for a visa.
Yeah. Also MasterCard.
Well, just a visa for this one.
Just a MasterCard. I think you should have the backup, the MasterCard backup. That's probably good. For your big trip next year, I think you should come do the Star Cruiser.
Oh.
Because I really want to do it. I really want to do the Star Cruiser. But
is that the thing where it's like thousands of dollars for two nights in this hotel or whatever? Yes. But it's a
game. It's a interactive game with hundreds.
How much is it?
For two people, between 48 and 52. So between 4,800 and 5,200.
I mean, I suppose that's something we could do.
He
probably won't want to do it for our anniversary trip because we've already been to Disney. And
oh, because this is brand new at Disney. Here's the thing, though. It's 48 to 5,200 now for two people. I don't know that a year from now it will be that expensive. It'll probably come down some. It's like it just opened, right? So it's like they're selling out like a family of four is 6,000. So it runs the gamut from, like $4,800 to $6,000, somewhere in that range, depending on how many, people are going on there. But it's so cool. It's like
maybe
this,
they'll comp a room for you and Zach for your podcast.
That's right. For our award-winning Disney podcast, Don't Do Disney .. without us. Anyway, I've decided I really want to do it. Well, I really want to do it. Also, I'm really scared that I just saw on my reminder the other day that I'm supposed to check in about the Fireflies in April.
The Fireflies?
All right. So every summer in the Smoky Mountains, the Fireflies
Oh, right, right, right,
have
right.
this big breeding season, and the rangers will take you up to the top of the mountain area where there are no roads or whatever, where there's a bunch of fireflies, and it's like this evening time thing. But they limit the number of people that go up there, so there's a lottery to get to be able to go on the bus to the top of the mountain. And that that lottery opens in April. But then I was like, oh, I think the hatching happens like early June, and I will have just taken like an entire week for my cruise. Like, an actually, you know, like an entire week and 2 days for my cruise. It's like, can I really justify taking another week to go up to the Smoky Mountains? And so now I don't know. Now I might have to postpone the Firefly thing until next summer.
You tell all your coworkers, like, oh, what are you doing? You know, why are you taking off? Oh, I'm going to see some fireflies.
I'm going to go see fireflies breed. That's what we're going to do.
That's even worse. Yeah.
You were talking, I got this song stuck in my head the other day, and I'm trying to think why I got it stuck in my head. There was something, I think it was from one of your podcasts.
I don't play music.
No. But you were something about church being, anyway, it reminded, somehow, something about a dance club in a church or something like that. And it reminded me, I don't know, Adam, I heard it somewhere and I thought of this. And then that wasn't the thought. The thing that was, I got a song in my head and I couldn't get the goddamn song out of my head. Have you ever heard of Steve Miller?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the name, and I'm sure I would recognize some music, but
he is I'm sure he is no
longer. Is there like the Steve Miller Band?
Is it a Christian?
Is that a thing?
A Christian group?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't thinking in a Christian context, but
there is a Steve Miller Band. Let me see.
Maybe it's a different Steve Miller.
Steve Miller Band. Hold on. No, I think he's just really old now. We'll see. No, Steve Miller Band did Abracadabra. Okay, hold on. I've got to figure out I got this song in my head from back when, you know, I was a Christian and I listened to Christian rock. I got this song from something
like,
somebody said.
It Petra? Got this, ever listened to Petra?
Oh, I went to a Petra concert. Are you kidding? I was like, I
DC
went to
DC Talk. Isn't that another like Christian band? DC
rap.
Talk.
I don't do rap. There was a song from, I want to say his name was Steve Miller, but Steve Miller. But the song was called "This Disco Used to Be a Cute Cathedral." Steve Taylor. Oh, it's Steve Taylor. Have you ever heard of Steve Taylor?
No, I mean, that just sounds like some guy down the street's name. Like, oh yeah, my next door neighbor, Steve Taylor.
Steve Taylor, yeah. Yeah, he lives down the street. He's a
roofer, and
he is a Christian artist that kind of, this is his style, right? This is the song I couldn't get out of my head. It's very, very 80s synth kind of music. This album came out in 1985, so. Got that stuck in my head, but that's the Steve Taylor band. Oh.
The Steve Taylor Band, not to be confused with the Steve Taylor Band.
No, it's
band.
Just Steve Taylor.
Did he say do-si-do to the promised land?
He did.
Okay.
Anyway, that just got stuck in my head.
It does sound very 80s to me.
Yeah, he opened for the Resurrection Band.
I expect to be Rickrolled as you know in the next song or whatever. So
no. I don't know what I just got that song stuck in my head. I actually wrote it on the Trello just so I wouldn't.
That has nothing to do with my show. I said nothing. I don't know.
Then
who
why
that
did
is.
I write it on the Trello? I only put things on the Trello board that are from either one of your shows. Or something that I wanted to talk about.
I mean, I talked about church orchestra, but I didn't mention anything about Steve Taylor.
It had to do with a church being turned into a dance club. Because the name of the song is "This Disco Used to Be a Cute Cathedral," and that's the concept of the song. Is like, oh, there's so much heathenism in the world that this church was taken over by a nightclub, and this disco used to be a cute cathedral. And
we have a restaurant in Bentonville. Mm-hmm. It's called The Preacher's Son. Is the name of the restaurant, and it's in a converted Methodist church.
Oh, I always thought that it would be so cool to live in a church, like to buy a church as your house, like, you know, and like all those classrooms and everything. Think of all those bedrooms.
I've seen episodes on HGTV where people have renovated old churches.
Yeah, like little hidden chapels over here, and then there's the main cathedral. I'm talking about like a big church, Adam. I'm talking about like a, you know,
I get it.
The 50 feet wide stone steps going up to the triple double doors of the you know, the cathedral.
The baptistry could be your bathroom, mm-hmm. your bathtub. Mm-hmm. Put in a spa.
Put in a whirlpool, man.
You'd have room for a really tall tree as well at Christmas time.
Exactly. I mean, I already have room for a really tall tree. Huh. You know, Adam.
Such a bragger about the size of your Christmas tree.
It's, you know, Adam, when you have a 12-foot tree, you have to.
Yeah, I get it. When you have those tall ceilings.
You know what you have to do when you have a 12-foot tree, Adam? You have to use the ladder a lot.
Don't you just put it near the staircase?
I do, and then but there's a one, the but you can't then... reach the back side of the tree. So it's like, yeah, you can use the staircase and walk around to the top of it. But then there's the whole backside facing the living room that you have to use a ladder for.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you can't just use like a little step stool.
It's hard being us, Daniel. It's very
You can't
difficult.
Just use a little step stool. You have to bring in like, you know, a proper like 4 foot, 5 foot ladder.
I mean, I can't replace the light bulbs in my ceiling, and I've got it, and nothing, luckily, none of them have gone out yet.
Oh.
But I feel like I'm going to need to buy one of those special light bulb things.
I had to buy a 40 foot mango picker, like the mango, because our mango tree was so tall that you couldn't get the fruit off it without this basket like thing that extended out, and you know, you would go up and you'd capture the fruit in the basket and then pull, and it like picked it for you. It was like, it's this you know, that's actually a big way that people die in Miami, because they use those mango pickers too close to power lines, and they end up electrocuting themselves.
We were so interesting, we lost Mike.
What? Okay.
I'm just
was that a
I just noticed he was gone, and
yeah, people leave.
He was in and out like a light.
That Charlie Pluth song. Adam, are you a big Charlie Pluth fan?
It's not Charlie Pluth. You have a problem with pronunciation. It's Charlie Puth. There's no
Adam, it's Pluth.
It's Puth. Mm-hmm.
TikToks, Adam. He's on the TikToks.
I like him. All right. He's also a famous singer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you calling at 11:30 when you only want to do me dirty?
He did a thing with Jimmy Fallon one night where he was given a song and a style. Did you see that?
I did not see that, but that's a common, that is a segment on the Tonight Show. I did see one where he did it with Ariana Grande.
Right.
And like she had to do Christina Aguilera and Lady Gaga and Mariah Carey.
Yeah, he had to do let's see. It was really good. He did a really good job.
Is we're going to take turns hitting this button here, which activates the random genre generator. It'll land on one random song title and one random musical genre. So whoever's turn it is has to sing that song in that style. We got you a keyboard, so you'll be playing. You'll be playing with yourself. Yeah, okay.
Thank you for doing that.
You'll be playing with yourself. You'll be playing.
You'll be accompanying. No.
Produced all of it.
You'll be accompanying yourself.
I'm accompanying myself.
There you go. Okay, good. All right, I'll start us off. Here we go. Let me just see how that works. Okay. Cha-Cha Slide is a 90s R&B song. Roots, can we do like a...
Oh, this is boring. Let me get to Charlie's. Okay, sorry.
Your turn. Go ahead. Push the button. We'll see what you got.
Yeah.
So he got Truth Hurts.
Oh, wow.
In a Broadway genre.
Broadway Lizzo.
Okay.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, I boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, and I'll solve them, that's the goddess in me. White men great, so they gotta be great. Don't text me, tell it straight to my face.
That's pretty awesome that he can just like kudos to the Roots for like just picking up on that and going with him. But that wasn't the one that I wanted you to see, Adam. It was this one here. He ended up getting We Don't Talk Anymore in the genre of the Doobie Brothers.
We Don't Talk Anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fairly decent Doobie Brothers impersonation right there. That's you don't see that every day.
It would be hard for me because first I'd have to think, okay, what does the song actually sound like for real?
Right.
And then also think about, okay, what is the group that I'm trying to mimic sound like, or the genre that I'm trying to mimic?
Yeah.
And then put the two together and then
I know. Yeah, and he does it right there on the spot.
I wonder if they give those to them beforehand. They say it's random, but you know, they may say, okay, this is what we're going to do. So you should prepare.
Possibly, you know, it is absolutely possible, Adam. As you well know, TV is often faked.
Yeah.
Kind of like on Survivor where Jeff Probst starts off on the beach and goes, you in the green shirt, what's your name? And I'm just like, and then later in the episode, he talks about how they spend months casting each season and they know them all intimately. And it's like, and he knows things about people at tribal council. He's like, you were a child, you know, you were beat up as a child. How does that make you feel? It's just like, so why do you pretend like you don't know who they are when they land on the beach? It's like, why are you in the green shirt? What's your name? It's like, are we supposed to believe that Jeff Probst like learns all of that about them like within, you know, a day or two? It's just not right, Adam. It's just not right.
I was thinking that tonight when we were watching. I was thinking, why is he acting as if he doesn't know their names?
I don't know.
But I guess it's a way to introduce their names.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but there was a Zach and a Daniel in the cast.
Oh, no. I'm really bad with names, and so I don't even try. And
so now we both have our own avatars that we're rooting for. Like, I'm rooting for Daniel, and he's rooting for Zach, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for the emotional lady.
The one that just went from laughing hysterically to gnashing her teeth and just ripping
so
rending
happy
her hair.
To,
as blood runs down her forehead from where she's pulling her hair out. It's just like,
if you believe though, first of all, it was kind of ridiculous that they had this fake blood for them to put on to look like. I was thinking, why? What? What is the purpose? And this guy rubbed it all over his chest so much. And then he goes back and the girl says, oh my gosh, you're bleeding so much. Are you okay? Are you going to be all right? Mm-hmm. I was thinking, okay, first of all,
there's no cuts on him. He just got out of the water.
Why did they have this? Second of all, why did he do that? That was so stupid. I don't think they were required to do that.
It said there was mud and blood available for them to mess themselves up to sell the story when they got back to their tribe.
Yeah.
But they didn't have to use blood, but yeah.
There aren't going to be any wounds on him. He gets out of the water. There are no wounds. And someone says, hey, I thought you were bleeding. Like, what happened? And then he has to make up a story.
Right. He should have put just like a drop on his lip or something or just... yeah. on his face somewhere that he's like, ah, it's just a cut. But yeah, he like bathed in it. He came out looking like Carrie after the prom. He was just like,
well, we had to sacrifice a chicken in order to get these oars, and I just got the chicken blood all over me. I'm sorry. Like, how are you gonna make up a lie for this? I mean, maybe nobody noticed it because they didn't mention it again in the episode. But
you know what else they didn't mention?
No.
Yeah, you're at tribal council, so you've already passed this part. They sent three people to that in elfin boats to do a task where they each got to make a decision about what they were going to do. And we never saw them explain to the rest of the tribe what it is they went and did, or like, you know, we didn't see, did they make up a story about where they went? Did they give them some tall tale about what happened? It's like, you were put into a boat and taken away for, you know, several hours and then brought back to your tribe. They're going to ask, what were you doing? What happened? Tell me what, you know, tell and me what happened.
They normally focus on that because it generally, how well they lie generally bodes well or not well for them later.
Maybe they, I mean, I feel like that would have been way more fun to watch than to watch two tribes solve the world's easiest brain teaser. The number of triangles.
Are you talking about the number of triangles?
Yeah.
See, that's hard for me. I get lost. I forget what I've counted already.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that to be a difficult challenge. I always miss them. I always miss triangles as well. I've tried to do those before, and
but you had four hours. Yet you were given 4 hours to complete it with other people.
And you're right. It wasn't exciting to watch, but it was. I felt like it was a fairly difficult challenge. But
no, it was mentally challenging. But it was one of those.
But did you? This guy was like, "Yeah, I'm done. I see six." And she says, "No."
Yeah.
There's a lot. And he says, "Oh, I guess I'm not good at the mental challenges.
I like the physical challenges."
Yeah,
I hate that every year on Survivor, they always inevitably a tribe will say, "Well, we gotta keep them because we need the strength," and they inevitably are talking about some pudgy guy that isn't particularly a physical threat or physical, it's just that he's big, he's just fat. And it's like, and they'll pass up, they'll vote off women that are like decathletes or something. Like they'll vote off women that like, I said like, okay. They will vote off women that are amazingly physically fit.
It's your dialect. It's just go with it. It's mine.
They're amazingly physically
maybe
fit.
Maybe you could say mayonnaise a few times. It's
you know
it's
that
like,
came up tonight? We had burgers.
It's like
tonight.
When you put mayonnaise on a burger, like, you know, mayonnaise is so good like on a burger, and mayonnaise with some fries dipped in it is even better. Some
I had a burger. I had a burger for dinner tonight. I put guacamole and mayonnaise on it.
Yeah, you're gonna miss mayonnaise and like, Auntie Scott. you're gonna be crying in your bed with your butler.
Wait, you're not going to stream our show from the ship?
Grapes or whatever your butler does on these fandangled fancy ships that you're on.
I brought your potato chips and hot dogs, sir.
And your as they serve you your grapes and hot pockets or no, what is it? Totino's pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls. Yeah, exactly.
From their silver platters. You're going to be thinking,
your hamburger helper, sir.
If only I was hearing Daniel say like right now and Adam say mayonnaise.
You'll miss us.
I heard someone else say mayonnaise today. I'm not the only one that says it that way.
I feel like a lot of people say it that way.
There's a whole Jeff Foxworthy routine about it.
You might be a redneck if you say mayonnaise.
No, it's... He has all these words that he makes sentences out of. He says, like mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, a lot of people in here. You know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Got it. I am not well versed in the Jeff Foxworthy oeuvre.
If you mow your lawn and you find a car, you might be a redneck.
What the fuck?
If your dog and your wallet are both on a chain, Florida, you might be a redneck.
Florida troopers stop a Lamborghini and find over 3,000 THC cartridges. Oh, they look like drug dealers. They look like drug dealers. The driver, 30-year-old Justin Paul Aho of Fort Myers, was arrested for driving with a suspended license. Imagine that. You're driving a...
His last name is Aho?
Aho, A-H-O. It could be Aho. I don't know. And Aho's passenger, Harold Weeks of Fort Myers, was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance and distribution, according to the report.
Huh. That's interesting. You know what I read recently, unrelated to that? Mm-hmm. Agent Gibbs is leaving NCIS.
Oh, well, that's... I don't watch that show.
Mark Harmon, who is basically the main character of NCIS, is leaving NCIS.
Isn't Mark Harmon 105 years old?
Spoiler alert, everyone. He was in...
He was in St. Elsewhere.
Now, he's not the MacGyver guy. Is he the MacGyver guy?
No, he's not. That's Richard Dean Anderson. No. He was in... Mark Harmon was in St. Elsewhere? Wasn't that his big...
He's 70 years old.
70. Well, of course he's leaving CSI. How much more is it? What's he going to... I don't know. Whatever that stupid show is. How much more can he investigate?
It's he's one of 70. Those. They're on season
If you
19.
Went to work every day and your 70-year-old coworker was like... And you had to go out to the ocean or wherever the fuck he goes to look at dead bodies and stuff. Oh, I got to pee. Yeah. That water is making me... I need to pee. Hold on. I need to go pee.
Well, I used to watch that show. And then one of the main characters from that show... now I can't remember the guy's name, but he left that show and he is the main guy in Bull.
Oh.
Which is the legal show that's actually roughly based on the life, the early life of Dr.
Kevorkian? I don't know.
Oprah's, the guy who
Dr. Oz.
No, the other one.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Apparently, Dr. Phil was a jury scientist thingy before he became, or he worked for lawyers helping pick juries because he was, and because he had a psychiatry degree or whatever. And Bull is actually based loosely on his early life.
You know, I have a degree in psychology.
I know.
I don't like to talk about it.
I know you don't like to talk about it. And Bull, that guy, mm-hmm. decided to leave Bull this year. And so they canceled Bull because he's the main character. And maybe he and Mark Harmon are getting back together and doing maybe Odd Couple or something.
He's 70 years old. Let the man retire. Really? Do you want to be working those hours when you're 70?
I don't know what hours they work, but
like TV production. From what I have seen and from what I've heard, I have no firsthand knowledge of this. TV productions are just tediously boring. Like, you have to show up if you're a main character. You have to show up. You have to sit at the set, like. Let's say it's a filming of you eating lunch with some coworkers, right? You all have to sit at the table and you read your lines. And then you go take a break for a half hour while they reset the lights and move the cameras so they can shoot it from a different angle. And then you come back and you do that exact same thing, scene again so the cameras can film it from a different angle. And then you get up and you take a break for 30 minutes or so while they reset the lights to the third camera angle. And then they come back and you do... It's like... It's one of those things that just takes a very long time is what I have.
Cyclone is intimately knowledgeable about the whole process. Yeah. I don't know what it is that Cyclone does exactly, but I know he's in that industry.
Yes, he makes movies.
He would have to kill us if we knew exactly what he did.
Well, he was in that horrible series. What was it called on Amazon? them? Or?
I can't remember.
It's like, I couldn't watch it. It was too...
Us?
Us? No. Them. Yeah, was it Us? I don't know. Matt Damon is filming locally this week. Oh, Matt Damon.
Oh, Tom Selleck is, he's in that cop show.
Yeah, that's Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods, yeah. Tom Selleck was Magnum P.I.
Them. It wasn't us. It was them, Adam. The on Amazon, them. That was what Cyclone, he was in episode 9.
Or they. Could be they.
No, it's them. He just said it's them.
I see.
Why?
Have you started watching Picard?
I am caught up on Picard, yes.
Oh, I haven't started watching it yet, so.
There's a couple. Oh. I will say, this isn't anything. No, this isn't a spoiler. Patrick Stewart, who is legitimately 105 years old, is, I can't tell if he's playing being an old guy who is very, I don't know, stiff with his words. It just, it feels like
I think he's just old. He's in his 90s.
I know. Patrick Stewart, I feel like he's reading the lines. In other words, I don't believe that Patrick Stewart's character is saying those lines. I feel like you have no idea what you're saying. You're just doing it phonetically. Oh, you're just doing it phonetically.
Not 90s.
Now.
He's 81.
Yeah.
But, and it's funny because, you know, he looked old when he was, he looks really old now, yeah. But he looked old when he was originally in. He was only like my age. Yeah. He was in his early 40s, I think, when he started on Next Generation. And
the one thing I have noticed in modern Trek that is starting to bug me, this is on Discovery and I've noticed it in Picard, is a character who will express urgency. You have 10 seconds before this thing explodes. We have to go. And then that's immediately followed by a 3-minute speech before they leave. You know,
yeah.
It's like the planet's going to explode in 10 seconds. We have to go. These people were a proud people. And these people should be remembered as the proud people that they were. We should honor their memory. As we leave their planet,
are you talking
which is
about Discovery?
Now, and Picard is just like people just break into speeches. It's like, did you not hear her? There were 10 seconds. Like, talk and walk, walk and talk. You don't need to stand there and give the speech. It's annoying me.
I'm actually excited to see Strange New World. I think it's what it's called.
A Strange New World.
Isn't that what it's called? And it's going to be the one that's more similar to your normal Star Trek, where it's an alien of the week or a planet of the week or whatever. Strange New Worlds, maybe.
Okay, sure, I'll go with that.
With Captain Pike.
Yeah, Captain Pike.
You know, it's
Pike.
Got Captain Pike and Spock.
And Number One?
Number One, yeah. I'm excited about that one.
I can't pronounce her name either. It's Rebecca Romijn, but
Romaine.
It's not. It's Romijn in my head, so.
I think it's just Romaine, like the lettuce.
But it's spelled Romijn, so just going to say it that way.
Was she married to John Stamos at some point?
I think
feel like
so. I thought
Rebecca
that, too.
Romaine
unless
Stamos.
That's a Mandela effect. Yes, I believe she was. Yeah. I'm being told by our executive producer that she was Mrs. John Stamos.
Okay.
Well, you know, Adam, it's been fun.
Yep. It has been.
It's after midnight your time. If you want to play Wordle, always jump on there and play Wordle.
Oh, no, because it'll take me forever.
But, yeah, I got up early this morning, and today was one of those days where I just had back-to-back-to-back-to-back meetings. And then the few breaks I had between the meetings, I got messaged by people like, I need you. Can you help me with this one little thing? And at 4 o'clock this afternoon, I realized while I was sitting in my last meeting of the day, I never eat lunch. It's like,
oh.
I went all day. I forgot to eat. I missed lunch. And so I was like, yeah.
Well, you should eat lunch.
I mean, I've already had dinner now, but.
Okay.
It was just, that's how busy today was. We were rolling out one of the products that I've been working on for the last couple of months, today was its rollout in production. So It was a application that tracks our stage gate process, whatever. So, and it tracks votes and things like that. And so it went in front of the executive committee today. They used my app to vote for the stage gate presentations.
Oh, nice.
So I was busy tweaking things at the last minute and making sure that the people that were going to be using it, like the facilitators, like actually knew how to use it. So it was a busy day and I'm tired. So I think I'm going to say good night, Adam.
Okay. Are you hanging up?
Yeah.
Have a fun trip, Auntie Scott.
We look forward to watching the videos on the Ben and David Cruise channel.
Maybe we should plan a Theresa crowd for when he gets back and he can tell us about his cruise.
You sit right back and you hear it.
And we could put it on level 13 we do.
Yeah, we could do that. That sounds like fun. Although he may not want to give it away. Oh, you could tease your videos with the Theresa.
Yeah, it could Theresa be an company. Ad. Yeah. An ad for the videos.
Yeah. All right. Good night, chat room. Auntie Scott will be gone for the next two Fridays, but we won't. We'll be right here. In fact, two Fridays from now, March 25th, will be my birthday weekend. So, you know, if you wanted to, you know, do anything for my birthday.
So call the death phone. I mean, call and leave a message.
If you wanted to do anything special for my birthday, it's coming up. Anyway, good night, Discord.